552, From Out the Depths I Cry. The words are from Psalm 130, so through the years there have been a good number of arrangements of music and various ways of translating and organizing the words. This one was arranged and published by Charles H. Perday, whose name you see on the bottom of your page beneath the musical notes. Mr. Perday started out as a very fine singer, so fine, in fact, that he actually sang at the coronation of Queen Elizabeth, Queen of the United Kingdom, in 1838. Just a few years later, Mr. Perday was appointed the conductor of psalm singing at Crown Court Scots Church in Covent Garden, London, in the 1840s. Mr. Perday was the conductor for a lot of worshipers to sing. These were the years of the Reverend Dr. John Cummings. The church was so well attended during those years, it was said, traffic could not move on Bow Street and Drury Lane because so many carriages were making their way to church services. So we have this hymn before us now because this church music conductor, Mr. Perday, went on to become a music publisher and even a pioneer to change the laws for copyrighting music. As I mentioned, Mr. Perday was not the only one to take Psalm 130 and put it to music for singing. As undoubtedly Mr. Perday was aware, 336 years earlier, in 1524, the great reformer Pastor Martin Luther also wrote a variation of Psalm 130 for singing. Luther, as you know, lived from 1483 to 1546, began writing hymns about 1523 and composed them until his death in 1546. Luther's versification of Psalm 130 was one of the metrical psalms, and it was one of his earliest. Like many of Luther's hymns, it was probably introduced on broadsheet. It was like a newspaper that they would pass around the city in 1523 and then sold in the streets. However, this hymn was also one of Luther's four early hymns printed into a book in 1524. The original four-stanza hymn based on Psalm 130 was soon replaced with a five-stanza hymn came much more widely printed and sung. So Mr. Perday was probably aware of that five-verse version. He took Psalm 130 and made what we see tonight in terms of the music. The beginning, "Out of the depths I have cried unto thee, O Lord," was a favorite hymn and psalm of Luther's. The famous British hymnologist John Julian states, "It ranks with the finest of German psalm versions." In fact, that German version of the hymn with Luther's tune was sung at Luther's own funeral. So we now sing Perday's music to one of Luther's favorite psalms from Psalm 130, hymn 552, "From Out of the Depths I Cry, O Lord, to Thee."